Welcome to PDX Bluescast. Show number 11 is coming up. Hey, welcome once again to PDX Bluescast. My name is Pat McDougall. I am your host for this musical podcast in which we celebrate, feature, showcase the great blues music originating from right here in Portland, Oregon and the surrounding area. This is show number 11 of PDX Bluescast. I'm pleased to say it's a beautiful day here in Portland. It's another one of those dangerous days when people who visit in great weather like this say, hey, this is a pretty cool place to settle down. Maybe I'll do that. And they don't know that I think as of last Sunday, we had a record number of days of straight rainfall. It was quite something, record-breaking. It was wet here for a while. But you know, that's how it gets so green. So you can't have the green without the wet. It's been scientifically worked out. In any case, we're talking about the blues, not the weather. And this is going to be, hopefully, another great show. I want to do something maybe slightly different what I've done before. And I'm going to, for at least part of the show, I'm going to be concentrating on a particular artist. And it's somebody who has sown his seeds, as it were, throughout the local blues scene. I'm getting him in trouble already. Musically, I mean. But he's not somebody that gets a lot of visibility, partly because his stage manner is very understated, and he just kind of lets his playing speak for itself. I'm talking about Alan Hager, who's a guitarist and a singer and a songwriter here in town with a very impressive history, both in terms of his training and his background and the folks that he's played with. And, you know, I'll come back to that and talk about some of those things in Alan's background. But I think the first thing to do is to feature his playing. And Alan has a brand new record out that's his own. Rather than being a sideman or a band member, this is a record that is out under Alan's name. It's called Something Up My Sleeve. And it's quite a great little piece of work. I want to feature a song off that CD right now. This tune is called Then Again I Might.
I saw you late last evening out in the pale moonlight. I might not please you, but then again I might.
Well, it seems like you have other plans now. So knowing an erudite, I might not please you, but then again I might.
Terry Robb Acoustic Blues Trio with Death Letter Blues, the old Sun House tune. That comes from a CD that group recorded in 1994. And it's Terry Robb on bottleneck guitar and vocals, Alan Hager guitar and vocals, and then Greg Fisher playing drums. And so, yes, you notice there's no bass on that entire CD. That's not true. Actually, Albert Rita makes a guest appearance on a couple tunes, but their formal lineup didn't include bass, and so it you can hear that they very ingeniously and cleverly compensated for that by playing lower end lines, one of them at least on the guitar all the time, and so you don't miss the bass. It's a pretty fascinating and very well played record. It also includes guest appearances from Bill Rhodes and Curtis Salgado. I chose that song, one, besides it being a great performance, another reason I chose it was because it is a Son House tune, and going back in Alan Hager's history, he was a blues guy from way early on, junior high, maybe even earlier than that, but in 1973, he and his pals, who were also into the blues, became aware that it was a day in March. They realized it was Son House's birthday. And so they actually got on the phone, tracked down his phone number somehow, and called Son House to wish him happy birthday in Rochester, New York. They got him on the phone and said they wanted to wish him happy birthday. And he said, this is a quote from Alan's website, Son House said, "Well, you wanted to, you did, and now you're talking to him." After they got off the phone, they went out into the street, running up and down the street, yelling to everybody, "We just talked to Son House." So I just love the exuberance of that story. Boy, did they do him proud with that tune. And you can tell Terry Robb and Alan Hager were playing together from their youth. They went to school together and played in bands, and that has continued over the years. Before the Son House tune, Death Letter Blues, you heard a song from Alan Hager's basically almost brand new record called Something Up My Sleeve. The song was called Then Again, I Might. And the story of that record, I got to keep it brief, but... Alan Hager, on a sort of a fluky coincidence, ended up meeting Ron Hurst, who is the bass player for Steppenwolf. And Ron recently moved to town here in Portland. Yes, another musical transplant. Ron plays with Steppenwolf, just joins them on the road whenever they play. He also commutes to Nashville to do session playing there as well. Ron was tipped off to Alan's guitar prowess by Charlie Wessinger, who many of you know ran the Ratskeller up on Mount Hood. And so those two linked up, played a little together. Ron was very impressed and brought in a friend of his who played bass named Guy DeVito. And they recorded some demo tracks. And Ron Hurst sent those up to over to John Kay, yes, the founder and frontman of Steppenwolf. And John Kay liked those early tracks so much that he said he wanted to get behind these guys as a trio and get a CD recorded and help promote it and all kinds of cool stuff like that. And so that is what has happened. That the result is this CD, Something Up My Sleeve. And it's put Alan out in front, and deservedly so. He's got a great singing voice, obviously a fantastic soloist, and so lots of cool stuff on the horizon there. It looks like they will be doing some tour dates with Steppenwolf here and there. And we'll hear more from that CD in a moment. I want to play a little, going back in history again a little bit. Alan also recorded an acoustic CD with Bill Rhodes, and it was called Running and Ramblin'. This is in 1998, and I'm going to play a tune from that CD now called I Just Keep Loving Her, and then we'll follow up with another track from the new record, Something Up My Sleeve.
Woke up this morning feeling bad, thinking of the girl I once had had. But I just keep loving her. Well, I just keep loving her. Well, I just keep loving her. I don't know the reason why. Well, tell me, baby, you stayed last night. Hair's all tangled, clothes don't fit right. I just keep loving her. Well, I just keep loving her. Well, I just keep loving her. I don't know the reason why. Thank you. nickel and dime and dime. Got a little girl crazy about cherry wine. I just keep loving her. Well, I just keep loving her. Well, I just keep loving her. I don't know the reason why. Well, goodbye, baby, you call it gone. Not gonna hurt, but it won't last long. But I just keep loving her. Well, I just keep loving her. Well, I just keep loving her. I don't know the reason why. Well, I just keep loving her. 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 I don't know the reason why. Just keep loving, I don't know the reason why.
Alan Hager with Big Road Blues from his Something Up My Sleeve record. Now, I'm inclined to suggest that you go back to show number 6 of PDX Bluescast and catch Steve Chesbrough's version of that very same song, because if you play those two back to back, you'll see such intriguing and interesting differences in the interpretation. And to me, that's such a great illustration of what is beautiful about the blues. People who are not aficionados of the blues, who don't take the time to appreciate it, say, "Oh, it all sounds the same. It's the same progression. It's the same, you know, how can you listen to that over and over?" But the beauty, as always, is in the details, and it's in the interpretations, the tasteful choices that people make. Steve Chesbrough's version of Big Road Blues is a wonderful version. It stands on its own, and here's Alan Hager's version with a power trio setup and his incredibly tasty guitar playing, and it's just as valid and just as exciting to hear. Sorry, off my soapbox. But that version does feature Alan on guitar and vocals, Ron Hurst on the drums, and Guy DeVito on bass. And prior to that, we heard Bill Rhodes and Alan Hager doing I Just Keep Loving Her from the Runnin' and Ramblin' album. And that is, as I said, from 1998. I hope I'm right. I think that's right. And and that's a Little Walter song, which they do just a bang-up version of. This CD is well worth having, of course, as is Alan's brand new one, Something Up My Sleeve. Quick story about Alan that I think is so funny, because I mentioned that he's an understated player on stage. I swear, and Alan, you know, don't take this the wrong way, but I'm pretty sure that any photo I've seen of Alan, there isn't one I've seen where he's smiling. And to his credit, let's just say that means he's serious about his playing. But he does project a very serious, deliberate demeanor, and that comes through in his. Well, I shouldn't say that. It doesn't come through in his playing. What comes through in his playing is the joy of music, and he comments on that in the liner notes for his record. But still, in all, you take away, you get a visual of this very serious guy, and I think to some degree he likes playing with that. As is illustrated in this little story that I'm going to tell you. Alan was playing at an event, the Cascade Blues Association event. I was helping out with sound, really helping out a friend of mine named Dave, who was getting all the musicians set up and the sound system and everything. And Dave is a guitarist. Alan was on the stage setting up his gear, amp and a couple pedals and things, and Dave was running some cables, and he just glanced over at Alan's setup, and Dave said, "Oh, wow." And he pointed at one of the pedals that Alan was using, and he said, "Boy, that looks just like a pedal that I have." And Alan looked at him straight-faced and said, "That's because it's yours." And anybody else might have had trouble pulling that off, but he appeared so dead serious to Dave that Dave looked up at him, did a double take, and really wasn't sure what to do. And then Alan just let slip the slightest hint of a smile and knew that he'd just nailed Dave. And anyway, that's Alan for you. And I want to thank Alan for his cooperation in giving me permission to play this stuff, and Alan's manager, Charlie Wolf, as well. And Charlie Wessinger, for that matter, over at Trillium Records. They're doing a great job. But you know what? We're not done with Alan Hager or Trillium Records, in fact, because I'm going to follow this stuff up with a song from Mr. David Vest, who I have played on the show before, but from his newer album called Serve Me Right to Shuffle. I'm going to go back to David's previous record called Way Down Here, and it was actually recorded live at the Ratskeller, Charlie Wessinger's joint, and it features Alan Hager on guitar. And this is honestly one of my one of my favorite solos by Alan, but it also, of course, features the amazing piano playing of David Vest. Listen for the break when everybody else drops out and David's playing on his own. It's jaw-dropping. So here we go. This is David Vest, including Alan Hager in the band, with Get On Down With Me.
to the left, shake it to the right, squealing, feeling, gonna last all night. Get down, get on down. Yes, a hard rocking woman, such a beautiful sight to see.
Kitchen, baby, and looking way out on the road. Yeah, I was standing in my kitchen, baby, and looking way out on the road. I see that mean old twister coming, started in to pray. You know the wind came howling, baby, came howling through my window and door. You know that wind came howling, baby, came howling through my window and door. You know it done blown my house down, I can't live there no more. Yeah, I fell down on my knees, baby, these are the words began to say. Yeah, I fell down on my knees, baby, these are the words began to say. I said, oh Lord, won't you help us, help us in our evil way. Thank you. You know the wind came howling, baby, came howling through my window and door. You know that wind came howling, baby, came howling through my window and door. You know it done blown my house down. I can't live there no more. Yeah, I fell down on my knees, baby. These are the words began to say. Yeah, I fell down on my knees, baby. These are the words began to say. I said there ain't no help, hey, ain't no help, Lord, but you.
That's Eric Riley with a song from his 2003 release, Talk About Trouble. The song is Blues, That Mean Old Twister by Sam Hopkins. It features Katie Angel on bass as well as Eric's guitar and vocals. Eric is an acoustic blues musician here in Portland. I've featured him on the podcast once before, I'm pretty sure in show number 6. And he puts out some very tasty work. This CD, if you like your acoustic blues, it's very good stuff. Produced by Terry Robb, in fact, and the liner notes include a thank you to Alan Hager. You see, the circle just continues. It's everything's interwoven and et cetera, et cetera. And before Eric Riley, you heard David Vest with Get On Down With Me, and that's from his Way Down Here CD. Now, as I stated in a review I wrote of this CD a couple of years ago, the song features morally bankrupt lyrics like, remember what the frog said to the eel, the more you wiggle, the better it feels. Despite all of that, perhaps even partly because of that, it features some wonderful performances. You've got Paul DeLay on harmonica there, Alan Hager contributing a great guitar solo, and then David's playing as well. So as I said, recorded live, and every track is great, so this is one to pick up as well. I'm going to go back to a little history like we've done a few times before on the show and actually revisit someone that we've played before. Pete Carnes was a real dominant force on the Portland blues scene in the late 70s and into the 80s, if I have my history right. He ended up moving away from Portland down to Florida because of an illness in the family, and this was in, I think, early 2000, and around the same time he started driving a long-haul truck as a job. In May of 2004, he had a serious accident in his truck that put him in the hospital in critical condition, and it was unclear just whether he'd survive and how well he would survive. A bunch of musicians and fans, friends here in Portland, put on a benefit in, I think, December of that year, and made a nice chunk of money to help out Pete with his hospital bills. He's out of the hospital now. Considerably. It's at least a year. And he's doing better. He's rehabilitating. There was such a good response when I played a song of his on an earlier show that I thought I'd feature him once again and just remind folks that Pete's out there. Right now, there isn't a site set up like there was previously to send him well wishes and donations, but maybe somebody can get in touch with me if there's still a way to do that. I'll be happy to post that information on the site if there's still a way to get some good thoughts and even better stuff over to Pete. So this is a song from Pete's Dark of the Woods album, and it's a transfer from vinyl, but it seems to survive pretty well, and it's a Johnny Winter tune called I Can't Believe You Want to Leave.
I can't believe you want to leave. Yeah, you know it, it hurts me so. All of you know it hurt me so. Yeah, I'd get down on my knees. Yeah, baby, if you don't leave.
Talking to the men. You know, when you got a real pretty woman, y'all been laying around all the weekend. Then it comes Monday morning, you got to get up and go to work and leave her. She's laying there looking good. You got to go to work. You know you got to go to work to make some money to pay the rent. You keep on looking at your watch. Sure don't want to go this morning. And women know how to look good early in the morning. Or you can say, all I want to do, baby, baby. Good God Almighty. All I want to do, baby, hey, is lay around, Lord, and love on you, yes. You keep looking at your watch again. Yeah. You said, it's 7:30. Lord, and I don't care. Cause what you're doing, little girl, is gonna keep me here. All I wanna do, baby, hey, Lord, Lord. Lay around and love on you, yes. Mm-hmm, baby. And I hope, little girl, that you, Lord, enjoy some of this loving too, yeah. Thank you. Janice Froggen. Miss Janice Froggen right here. Why don't you get you some business, baby? You know people always trying to get you stuff. Please leave mine alone, yeah. Oh, oh, Lord, Lord. Why don't you get you some business, baby? Please leave mine alone, yeah. God, man. Oh, oh, yeah. All you do is call trouble, 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 trouble. Yeah. You do is call trouble in my house. Oh, you gon' call it. You gon' call it. You gon' call it.
Right, that is King Louie and Baby James from their Live at the Waterfront Blues Festival 2005 CD. The song is called All I Want to Do, and it features the soulful vocals of Sweet Baby James Benton, the inimitable Ammon B3 playing of Mr. Louis Payne, and an amazing piano solo from Janice Scroggins, who was sitting in with the band. She's not a regular performer with the band, but sat in with him for that set at the Blues Festival. I mentioned before on the show that I was there, and boy, this CD captures the electricity of that performance awfully well. The band also featured Peter Damon on guitar, Anthony Jones on the drums, who's great fun to watch, and Renato Caranto on saxophone. You hear a little bit of his sax there. He doesn't quite take a solo on that one, but what a great tune. Just bluesy as all get out. And these guys are, you got to see them. Check the calendar, because they are worth a listen. Before King Louie and Baby James, you heard a cut from Pete Carnes, or actually formerly the Pete Carnes Blues Band, B-L-O-O-Z, and that band actually featured Jimmy Lloyd Ray on the bass, and Jimmy has had his own band for a while, the Switchmasters. You also see him frequently with the Strat Daddies, which is, that's a changing lineup, but Robbie Laws, Terry Robb, Jim Meese, other folks, and some great vocals turned out by Jimmy in those gigs. He also sings on this record, but not on that particular tune. That was Pete singing. Let's see, that about winds things down for this show. I know one thing I want to mention is that with the exception of Pete Carnes, for obvious reasons, everybody that you heard in today's show can be seen regularly in live performance around town here in Portland. Some of them can even be seen outside of Portland, for those of you listening from the outlying areas and beyond. And so Alan Hager, for instance, is at the Cascade Bar and Grill every Thursday night performing with Curtis Salgado. And that's a combination that should not be missed. That's an opportunity to see somebody. King Louie and Baby James are out playing quite a bit. Terry Robb, you can catch. Eric Riley is regularly playing over at the Mock Crest and other places. And so you need to get out and hear these folks. That's the point. The point is not that you just sit and listen to the podcast. The point is that the podcast spurs you to action. Okay? It means you get up out of your chair and you go out to the venues and you hear these people. Also, you do the little click that takes you to their websites and to CD Baby and other places so you can buy their CDs. Support these artists in whatever way you can. They appreciate it and you will appreciate it, because there's no better way to hear this music than live. I'm going to do a brief plug here, just because it's timely. Coming up next Tuesday night, as I'm talking anyway, February 14th, Valentine's Day, there's a fundraiser event over at Beale Street Northwest. It's put on by the Cascade Blues Association. It's a little benefit Valentine's Day party, and it's all the funds from that are going to benefit the Blues in the Schools program that's run by the Cascade Blues Association. So that's how we, you know, get information about the blues, get that blues music into the schools, so these young people people, you know, catch on like Alan Hager did when he was in junior high and, you know, and get the bug and start appreciating the blues and seeing where it can take them. And so get out there over to Beale Street Tuesday night, the 14th. The New Iberians are playing. They're a great Zydeco, up-tempo, high-energy blues, all kinds of music that they do with violin, accordion, washboard playing. It's great stuff. So you should go out and hear these guys. Unpaid plug. I'm just saying that because it's for a good cause. There's still time. There's really always time for you to go over to our Frapper map and get your little push pin on there to show where you like to listen to the PDX Bluescast from. You can go to frapper.com, frapper.com/PDX Bluescast, add your postal code, and you'll be on the map. You can also go to www.pdxbluescast.com and find the little graphic on the right that says, "Where are we?" Click that, and you'll also be at Frapper. Please add yourself to the map. It's a great visual way for me to see where people are coming from, and it's so exciting. People are coming from all over the place, definitely in and around the Portland area, and also Amity, Beaverton, Vancouver, other places, and then, you know, all the way over on the East Coast and beyond. So I appreciate everybody who's put up their little push pins on the map, and I hope a bunch more people will. If you want to get in touch with me about the show, I love hearing from people. I am catching up on responding to people, believe it or not. Just because you haven't heard back from me doesn't mean other people haven't. So there. If you want to get in touch with me, you can post a comment right on the website. Go to www.pdxbluescast.com and click the comments link that you'll see at the bottom of each show's playlist. You can also send me email, letters@pdxbluescast.com. You can also use the hotline, leave us voicemail, so we can play it on the air if that's okay with you. And to call the hotline, you just dial 206-203-3PDX. That's 206-203-3739. And I'll get that voicemail and play your comments on the air if that's okay. I think that's going to do it for this show. I appreciate your listening. I know I talked maybe a little more this show than I have in the past, but I wanted to share that that good information and interesting details about Alan Hager. So do go and check out his website. Check out everybody else's site and their CD purchasing opportunities. And come on back next week. It's sure to be another great show. Okay, in my humble opinion. I look forward to seeing you next week. Thanks so much for listening, and a big thank you to the artists who have cooperated and made it possible to play their music on the show. My name is Pat McDougall. I'm your host. I'll see you next week, and until then, keep the blues alive.